You won't need no angels. You won't need no luck. You won't need no sympathy. So won't you hold on, hold on for me.
Okay, hi everyone. Welcome back to In and Out Kabaddi. It's the World Cup 2016 Kabaddi special, and it's semi-final time. It's our time to review the 2016 semi-finals. After 30 matches, 12 global teams, we now have the final four of the 2016 Kabaddi World Cup. After some toing and froing in the part of the pool stages, mainly in Pool B, valiant efforts from Kenya and Japan, the semi-finals are Iran versus Korea and India versus Thailand. Sahail, it must be really hitting boiling point out there in Ahmedabad. Everyone getting excited for the pending semi-finals.
Yeah, I mean, the league stage itself was such a thrilling one with, you know, the final team to qualify for the final four in the last minutes of the final game of the league stage. So, you know, you can't have it better than that. And, you know, it's going to be interesting. The Republic of Korea taking on Iran. Korea so far unbeaten in the competition. So they'll have to prove that the victories over India and Bangladesh were actually a well-coordinated plan, not just sort of a fluke in many ways. And Iran needs to turn up. They have to show that the defeat against Poland is just sort of a tactical bit of warfare in their pursuit of the world title. There's a bit of added pressure on them in that sense.
Do you think that the way the Iranians went through the pool was almost rather bemusing in the end?
Yeah, it was very subdued, really, because, you know, I remember watching them in training thinking, wow, this is a side in serious beast mode, you know, and then they turn up on the mat and then we're like, well, where are you guys? You know, and they haven't really turned up yet. So, you know, you wonder if there's a bit of pressure to suddenly turn up in a semi-final of a World Cup. You know, it's not easy to just bring your A game to a big pressure game, especially when you're up against a side that are carrying some confidence.
And Iran's statistics really are nothing to look at all. They've got no top raider in the top 10. They're seventh best overall team in the competition. What are Iran going to show us to get around the Koreans?
They're going to give us beast mode. That's it. You know, it's we've seen it. I'm not kidding, Dad. I mean, I saw it in training, and it's something quite special to watch. And I really do hope they bring it out. I mean, I feel for the Republic of Korea if they do bring it out, because it's something quite staggering. And that's why, I don't even know why they would even want to or bother avoiding India, because I think they had enough to even take it to India. But obviously, that's the big contest, and it's sort of leading up to that in many ways. And if Iran bring in beast mode, as I called it, you know, from training, I think they're going to be unstoppable.
But, I mean, Korea's form has been pretty special. To beat the Indians in the first game, okay, you almost always want to play a big team first game in a World Cup. We've seen it in football World Cups before, you know, where big teams turn up and little teams turn them over. Not saying Korea are a little team, but they have been probably the most impressive team in the competition so far. Going into the semi-final, their confidence must be sky high.
Yeah, it's got to be sky high, you know. I think, you know, to come in unbeaten is always a confidence booster. To do it against a side like India at the top, you know, goes to show that they really are a top side. They're a force to be reckoned with. And, you know, I think they're confident in taking on anyone. And they play as a team. And that's what's nice to see with them, you know. A lot of the onus, though, will fall on stopping Jung Kun Lee. And that's going to be a concern, because obviously for Korea, he's been their number one man. And, you know, he's sort of come good in the second half, but they can't afford to just turn up in the second half against a side as good as Iran.
Do you think he'll have anything extra or anything different coming out of the pool stages to kind of surprise the Iranians with?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I think they're going to have to try and mix it up a bit. They've got guys like Dongyeon Lee and Chol Gyu Shin. So, you know, maybe try and mix things up and you know, bring other raiders into the mix. So that way there's less of a responsibility on him in some ways, and sort of he comes in and does the bulk of it, but you know, he's not looking for too much of a risk. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how the Republic of Korea use Jung Kun Lee.
So it's only a short podcast today, just two short previews of the two semi-finals. Sahail, prediction time: who from semi-final number one, Korea versus Iran, who is taking that amazing spot in the 2016 Kabaddi World Cup final?
Well, you know, it's a tough one. I've really, really enjoyed watching the Republic of Korea. They've been a side that have had smiles on their faces, gone about their business in a really methodical, if not efficient, manner. And I'd like to see them in many ways in the final, but I think Iran might just pip them for that spot. Again, it's tough though because Iran haven't turned up, and you know, I always say it's really hard when you come to a crunch game or knockout phase of any big tournament to suddenly turn up. So if it comes down to potential and team on paper and how they've performed in practice, I'd say Iran. But, you know, based on the tournament we've seen, you've got to say Korea. But final call, Iran for the final.
Okay, and by how many in the semifinal? Are you talking big? Are you talking sneaky?
By under 10.
By under 10, so relatively close. I must say I agree with you on that one. I think Korea are kind of the people's choice. I'm going to go Iran by under 5. Right, moving on to semi-final number 2. The host India, second in Pool A after being humbled by Korea in the opener, against Thailand, who won that magical last game of the pools. They've got emerging stars in their ranks. What can we expect in this one?
Yeah, I mean, after that large looming scare of sort of meeting Iran in the semis is now off the cards. And, you know, that humiliating sort of defeat at the hands of Korea is a thing of the past. India is now pretty much set to achieve the target of playing a finals right here at home. You know, and even though sort of they won't take Thailand lightly as sort of minnows, I think they'd want to announce that entry into the finals with some great sort of style and some confidence as they've done in the last couple of games. So it's sort of now time for them to turn up and prove their superpower status in this sport of kabaddi.
And watching the Thailand versus Japan game in the pool stages, I kind of got the sense that for Thailand and for Japan, that was kind of their final. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, reaching the semifinals of a World Cup and topping your table is quite an achievement for Thailand. I mean, you know, that's something they can take away and really elevate their stature in this sport. It's, you know, it's a brave fight they've put on. It's a complete performance they've put together. And seriously, to top their group is something quite special. I mean, they were helped by Iran losing to Poland, but take nothing away from Thailand. They've done nothing wrong.
And of course, Thailand showed a lot of heart to overturn the Japanese in that game. How can they come into the semi-final? What strategy can they use to unsettle the might of India?
Look, they've got a very copybook style of kabaddi. They're technically really strong, which is, you know, good for a given day. But you sort of become predictable through that concept. And you know, India have the experience. They've got sort of, you know, they've got the might with their defense and with their raids. And all their wins have sort of been more or less one-sided. So, you know, they haven't had big match practice against a tougher opponent, but I don't think they'll get that either in the semi-final. India just looks man-to-man a much stronger side than Thailand. And Thailand are going to rely on a couple of people. Komsan Tomkham, their captain, Shonjaron on the right corner, and Ponchutin on the other corner. So, you know, these three men are the key for Thailand. But, you know, it's a tough one for them to come up against a side as good as India in the form that India are now in.
You said about depth from the Indians. Two questions here. Who do you think will star for the Indians? Because one player we spoke about a lot in Pro Kabaddi, and we spoke about him before, Jasveer Singh. I haven't seen or heard much of him in this competition, apart from the Jasveer Singh who has been starring for Australia, the namesake.
Yeah, I think he's made more of an impact, the Aussie Jasveer Singh. But, you know, I mean, it's not wrong to leave Jasveer on the bench. I mean, take a look at the star-studded lineup that India have. And you know, the trouble is that Jasveer and Anoop are pretty similar in the sense that they're both strategic and they both sort of use the empty raids to good use, and they're sort of very smart in the way they go about their business. So when you've got Anoop on court, it's hard to field Jasveer and Anoop, right? So, you know, you've got to have only one of them on court in the starting seven or in the seven at any given time. So when you've got an Anoop on court, you can't afford to have Jasveer, and therefore you have guys like Pardeep Narwal and Ajay Thakur in there, and then you've got a Rahul Chaudhary coming in or Deepak Hooda. So, you know, it's hard for Jasveer to find a spot in the starting seven. He did in the first encounter and he wasn't very effective, and since then he's sort of been warming the bench a bit.
So who do you think your the Indian star raider will be in this one, Pardeep or Ajay Thakur?
Pardeep Narwal and Ajay Thakur will be used in tandem because Pardeep Narwal is a left raider, Ajay Thakur is a right raider. You know, both different in the sense that Pardeep Narwal's escaping skills are second to none. He's got the dupki or the dive under the chain. Ajay Thakur is a tall man. He'll use that reach to get the sort of smaller in stature Thai defenders with the big running hand touches and, you know, and push his way out of a tackle as well. So they're very different in their styles, but both very effective. And they'll be used quite nicely in tandem by Anoop, and Anoop will obviously come in once the defense is unsettled. He'll come in and pick up those single point bonuses and toe touches. So, you know, it's a nice combination that they have, and imagine having Rahul Chaudhary warming the bench coming on in the second half.
And isn't it fascinating when you go from Pro Kabaddi League up into World Cup and obviously the strength and depth from India, how you go from Pardeep Nawal being the out and out main raider for a team to, as you said there, he'll be used in doubling up with Thacker all the time because they've got that strength and depth. So they can essentially, as you say, make them a left raider and a right raider. That doesn't always happen so much in the Pro Kabaddi League.
Yeah, and that's sort of why Anoop is so integral as a captain. You know, he's got such a cool head on himself, and no one can afford to throw egos around because, you know, they know that this is a guy that's in control of the situation in many ways. So, you know, it's about playing a strategic game. It's good to have that variation with Pardeep being a left raider and Ajay being a right raider, that you sort of have that variation in the squad. So, you know, it really does help Team India. And you've got Sandeep Narwal, who doubles up as sort of a defender on the right corner and comes in as sort of an explosive raider when required. But I really do hope to see a change on the two corners. I want to see Mohit Chilla on the right corner and Surendra Nada on the left corner for India to start in this encounter. And, you know, hopefully they'll make the starting seven here.
And of course, that Indian defence, along with Surjeet as well, so very, very strong with regards to the statistics. How's the reception of the semi-finals going across India at the moment? There's a lot of sport going on in India at the moment. There's the football, the Indian hockey team are in action over in Malaysia. How are the locals? How's the atmosphere building ahead of the semi-finals?
It's been quite special, to be honest, Dan. I mean, watching just sort of the way it's unfolded, we sort of got some numbers from the opening game of the Kabaddi World Cup, and they were staggering given what was going on. And apparently, the numbers were even bigger than the India versus New Zealand test game. So, you know, obviously the sport has taken off, and we haven't seen celebrities turn up to push the sport. We've had a packed house every night without all of that. And, you know, it just goes to show that the sport is clearly drawing people in, which is, you know, the biggest thing to be encouraged about. So, you know, it's going global. We've got, you know, it was featured on SportsCenter in the US. It was, you know, we've had things written about the Kabaddi World Cup in The Guardian and places across the globe pretty much. And, you know, it's just nice to see that the sport is pretty much growing in stature with every passing day. And, you know, it's a sport that everyone's suddenly intrigued about and wondering, A, what the hell's going on? And B, how do we get involved? You know, and that's always a good thing.
Right, so we did a prediction for semi-final number one. Sahel, who's going to make the Kabaddi World Cup final from this second semi-final?
To me, this is an easier one. India, by a bit of a margin as well, I think, by over 10 or 15 points, India to make it through.
Really? See, I'm gonna go the other way on that. I'm gonna go Thailand by India by 10 or 15. I agree. I can't see it going any other way. I think the Thais have, as we said a minute ago, I think the Thais have had their final, and what an impact they've had on the World Cup. But I think it will come to an end against the hosts. So for anyone watching the semi-finals, as you said, with Kabaddi going global, and if the semi-finals are their first Kabaddi match, Sahel, I want us to do an in and out of the Kabaddi court so that people can understand what all the lines are and the lobby and things like that on the court.
So let's explain the Kabaddi court, because that's exactly where you need to be. And it's quite unique, because Kabaddi is a game where it's inexpensive completely. It doesn't require a big playing area or any playing equipment. So essentially you could play anywhere by just sort of drawing a few lines on the beach or you know, putting a few pieces of footwear on the ground or your t-shirt or whatever. And, but coming to the actual Kabaddi court that we have at the Pro Kabaddi League and the Kabaddi World Cup, it's a court that measures 13 by 10 meters. And it's divided by a midline that sort of divides the court into two halves. The unique thing about Kabaddi is the fact that only one half is actually active at a time. So you've got three lines essentially that are in each half. You've got the balk line, which is a line in black, which essentially makes any raid legal or legitimate. You have to cross that line first to make it a legal raid. Then you've got the red bonus line, which is what gives you the bonus points when you have six or more defenders on court. And then you have the final end line, which is the end of the court, which is where you can't get past if you want to stay inbounds. So you've also then got two tram lines down the sides which are 1 meter in breadth each, which are called the lobbies. And these lobbies are only active after you get a touch or you're involved in a struggle with a defender. So you cannot enter the lobbies unless you've got a touch on a defender or you've made an attempt of a tackle, and then you use it for that extra bit of room. So that is the essentials of the Kabaddi court. You've got the midline, which splits it in half, as I said. And as you approach the midline, you need to start your cant of Kabaddi, which is the cant of Kabaddi goes Kabaddi, 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 as you come into your 30-second raid. And that's essentially the ethos of the sport, where it displays to the umpires and referees that you are constantly exhaling through your entire 30-second raid and not taking in any breath. So that is the field of play on a Kabaddi court.
Not an easy thing to do, to keep saying Kabaddi, 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 Kabaddi. I think we should make you do in and out of every week where you can't draw breath.
Yeah, let's do it. But I will die then.
I
have a job.
I think you would. But it does show. I mean, the amount of area that you can actually cover within a Kabaddi court, as you say, and not being able to draw breath and having to think about who you're getting a touch on and who's trying to tackle you and who's trying to smash into you, as is going to be the case for the poor Koreans against the Iranians later. You know, it really is quite outstanding. Well done, Sahel. Another fantastic in and out of. We will be back tomorrow pre the final with a preview of the final. Who will be there? Will it be Thailand? Will it be India? Will it be Korea? Will it be Iran? Don't forget, you can download and subscribe to the In and Out Kabaddi podcast on iTunes or Blubbery. You can see it at www.danstrange.tv. On Twitter and Instagram, we're at In and Out Kabaddi. We're at Sahel Chanduk and at Dan Strange TV. That's it for the semi-final preview. Good luck to all the teams in the final, and good luck, Sahel, calling the semi-finals later on.
Thanks, Dan. It's going to be an enjoyable one. The atmosphere is going to be mental, and I'll try and send you guys some pictures and maybe a video from the stadium later today.